Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. What do the gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw represent in 1 Corinthians chapter 3? Do they represent six different categories or six different types of work? Do they represent levels of items that are fireproof or not? Is it best to build with gold, but if you don't have gold, you should build with wood instead of straw? No, not any of those things. Paul is giving two major categories: elements that make it through the fire and elements that do not. Gold, silver, precious stones, they make it through the fire. Wood, hay, straw do not make it through the fire. So make sure when you build that you build with the elements that make it through the fire. Grace-based perspective, wisdom-driven work ethic. And make no mistake, all believers are building. We are all building on the foundation of Christ. This passage is written with me as a pastor in the bullseye, but we are all part of the construction crew. I will have my work revealed, exposed, as to how I built upon the foundation of Christ at the church that I pastor. It will be tested, and I am sure that a lot of it will burn away, not making it through the fire. I've done a lot of things wrong, with wrong motivations, of the flesh, with the world's wisdom. But that doesn't mean you stop building. It means you learn and grow and take care from this day how you build. Because you want to build something that's going to last, that will be left standing. How terrible would it be to spend your life building and sweating and laboring, to have nothing to show for it in that day? Work wasted, effort wasted, all lost. So I want to build on this foundation, knowing not only that the day is coming when my work will be revealed to be quality or not, but also knowing that a reward is involved, crowns that show off. Not my good and glory, but God's. Today when you pray, please pray for Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in the Cape Verde Islands. And also remember the Kinga Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.